Blog Talk Radio.
All right, all you inductees, fall out here and form some kind of line. I want all of you young ladies to stick your chest out and get your hips to move, cause Uncle Jam wants you to join his army. Come on, y'all. I know it's early, but you gotta get down. Go on and rock, Sue, rock.
I'm Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Dry Bones Connection on Wednesday night. This is Antoinette. And tonight, Brother Eddie is going to be the Magic Connection Part 2. And we're asking that you bring the youth with you, the children, teenagers, you know, 20s, 30s, you know, bring a friend. Let's see, Brother Eddie, you with me?
Yes, I am, Sister Antoinette. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I can hear you. You're loud and clear.
Good, good, good. How are you doing this evening?
I'm well, thank you. I'm well.
Good
and I have
hear.
Something that I think would be perfect to start the class off with.
Okay.
It is so true. Okay, I'm going to play it now. It's like 9 minutes, y'all.
And I'd like to use as a subject from which to speak this afternoon, the other America. And I use this subject because there are literally two Americas. One America is beautiful for situation. And in a sense, this America is overflowing with the milk of prosperity and the honey of opportunity. This America is the habitat of millions of people who have food and material necessities for their bodies, and culture and education for their minds, and freedom and human dignity for their spirits. In this America, millions of people experience every day the opportunity of having life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness in all of their dimensions. And in this America, millions of young people grow up in the sunlight of opportunity. But tragically and unfortunately, there is another America. This other America has a daily ugliness about it that constantly transforms the buoyancy of hope into the fatigue of despair. In this America, millions of work-starved men walk the streets daily in search for jobs that do not exist. Economically, the Negro is worse off today than he was 15 and 20 years ago. And so the unemployment rate among whites at one time was about the same as the unemployment rate among Negroes. But today the unemployment rate among Negroes is twice that of whites. And the average income of the Negro is today 50% less than whites. And as we look at these problems, we see them growing and developing every day.
A new study has found that the wealth gap between white households and minorities has widened in recent years. The wealth of white households was 13 times greater than that of black households in 2013, versus 8 times the wealth in 2010. And the wealth of white households was more than 10 times that of Hispanic households, up from 9 times the wealth in 2010. Pew researchers, analyzing data from the Federal Reserve's Survey of Consumer Finances, found that the gap between whites and blacks has reached its highest point since 1989. Researchers say a number of factors may be responsible for the widening gap: falling income, lower savings rates, and different asset holdings.
In this America, millions of people find themselves living in rat-infested, vermin-filled slums. In this America, people are poor by the millions, and they find themselves perishing on a lonely island of poverty in the midst of a vast ocean of material prosperity. In a sense, the greatest tragedy of this other America is what it does to little children. Little children in this other America are forced to grow up with clouds of inferiority forming every day in their little mental skies. And as we look at this other America, we see it as an arena of blasted hopes and shattered dreams. Many in moments of anger, many in moments of deep bitterness, engage in riots. Now let me say, as I've always said, and I will always continue to say, that riots are socially destructive and self-defeating. I'm still convinced that nonviolence is the most potent weapon available to oppress people in their struggle for freedom and justice. So I will continue to condemn riots and continue to say to my brothers and sisters that this is not the way. Continue to affirm that there is another way, but at the same time, it is as necessary for me to be as vigorous in condemning the conditions which cause persons to feel that they must engage in riotous activities as it is for me to condemn riots. I think America must see that riots do not develop out of thin air. Certain conditions continue to exist in our society, which must be condemned as vigorously as we condemn riots. But in the final analysis, a riot is the language of the unheard. It has failed to hear that the promises of freedom and justice have not been met, and it has failed to hear that large segments of white society are more concerned about tranquility and the status quo than about justice, equality, and humanity. And I submit this afternoon that we can end poverty in the United States. Our nation has the resources to do it. The national gross product of America will rise to the astounding figure of some $780 billion this year. We have the resources. The question is whether our nation has the will. So what we are seeking to do in the civil rights movement is to deal with this problem, to deal with this problem of the two Americas. We are seeking to make America one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Father, are you with me? Father,
yes, I am, sister. Yes, I am. Can you hear
with me?
Me?
Yes, I can. You're loud and clear.
Okay. Right, right. And again, well, not again, but as always, we want to start off with saying Ashe to the ancestors, Namaste to the elders, and much love, respect, and honor to the family and listening audience for your time and space, and most of all, this portion of your life that you're sharing with us. It is greatly appreciated. And this is a great way dealing with Black History Month that hopefully family, if nothing else, and with me echoing this, hopefully it will kind of stick with you from this point on, dealing with our first three shows back that started Black History Month, but it started off on the 7th of this month, February 7th, which happens to be Carter G. Woodson's day of introducing Negro History Week. That's now Black History Month. 7 days later, we came upon Valentine's Day. So again, it's a big festive holiday celebration dealing with love. We found out other things within that realm of the meaning of Valentine's Day and what's behind it than what they put in front of us. And then today, we will always recognize this brother for his hard work being a Black civil rights activist and a Black civil rights leader who on this date, February 21st, 1965, was assassinated. And that's Brother Malcolm Shabazz X, Malcolm X family. So three classes in a row dealing with 777, each one 7 days after the first Black History Month by Carter G. Woodson, Valentine's Day, and the assassination of Malcolm X. And that assassination basically took place in the Audubon Ballroom in Manhattan, New York. So, again, keeping with this month of Black History, and to always keep that brother not just in our prayers, but in our hearts and mind, keep him living by speaking those words of by any means necessary, among other words and quotes that this brother made and left for us to use, because that's what sometimes I think we forget, that part of the magic that we have was left to us by others. The words that they left us, they can't use anymore. Why do we let great words that individuals use that we can add to those words today? Because as King was saying, two Americas, well, hell, we see four or five Americas now. Because the two Americas that were talked about, that Black and white America, now it's white and everything other than Black. Meaning that civil rights movement that was meant for us that was established and made by us, that everybody else gets it. America has had the resources since the beginning to correct her mistakes for slavery. And that's even shown today that America won't take care of the American people first. And all of these funds that could help the people of America are given to the immigrants, those coming across the border. We can go on and on. When we talk about Ukraine, when we talk about Palestine and Israel, all of these people that we don't even mention, that these funds are allocated to these different groups always before reparations. How long we've been talking about that? That with all the money that they've been given within these last 4 years, because remember, today is a 4. 2/21/2024 comes to a 4. See? And that's the spiritual realm that we're going to be on, dealing with our incantations and the magic that we will be performing. Because we perform magic and don't know it, because, again, we don't see it in that light, that manner, that angle, that way. So now we're going to start using our magic with our words to create our incantations, our intentions, our truth. All the same number, different words, give it those, each word a different meaning, and that's what we gravitate towards, each word with its meaning. Not saying to bring the all together by the number. It's all connected. That's a key to this magic that we share here tonight. See, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. We've heard that so many times. So even understanding that sometimes we find it difficult to find the right words to address one another, or I'll especially say to address the youth. We refer to them as children, youth, young adults. But they're words that are already here. I don't know who created them, when they came to be, how they came up, but they're here in our midst at this time for reasons. As I said, the words, the phrases are changed, but the number remains the same. The digital age that we're in are meant for the children of God. Digital age comes to a 8. Children of God comes to an 8. Digital is 31. Age is 13. 13 plus 31 is 44. 4 plus 4 is 8. Same thing with children of God. Now, a lot of the youth, the young, don't want to be referred to as a child or children. Doesn't change who and what they are. But again, being able to reach them with the verbiage, the vernacular, the language that they use, that they're used to and they gravitate to, that number of God being a child of God. All we do is change the word children to the words, and right away, those who oppose hearing that they are part of the children will accept that they are of the new school. Children is 31, new school is 31. This is what I mean, how they keep changing words. The number remains the same, and we can see how to connect the whole, because at the end of the day, that 3113, digital age, children of God, or new school of God, the 8, is dealing with magic. Magic is 17, which is the 8. All of this is part of the discussion that opens up the doorways of magic. Discussions is 44. So, again, it's being able to see the numbers behind the words in order to create the magic or to stop a negative incantation that is meant to harm you by putting up different defenses that you can always call on or that are always present, aka the crystals. The crystals have more of a defensive mechanism than a lot of us truly realize. But again, by understanding the magic now of being able to see or know the number behind the word that connects those words by number. When we see crystals come to 32 and defense comes to 32, those crystals can manifest your thought. Manifest is 32, thought is 41. They're the 5. These are the things that we even resonate with when we hear a word like junk, DNA, knowing today that there's nothing that the Creator put in us that is junk. Junk comes to 14. 14 comes the code, the junk that's a code that they can't figure out makes us alien to them. Alien is 14. We get complacent when we hear aliens and we think from out of this dimension out into the extraterrestrial realm. But we're all actual aliens depending on where we are on the planet, on Earth. Better yet, in your own mind. Because your thoughts are alien to everybody else's until you reveal your thoughts. But staying on our craft, our art, which is, again, spiritual. It's no coincidence that art is 13, which is 4. Craft is 22, which is 4. Spiritual is 40, which is 4. Part of your intentions, which is 40, added to your incantations, which is 40. This is why last week discussing the water, always putting the water in a glass container Why? Because glass is 22 to the 4. Water is 22 to the 4. This is what you're capable of doing, changing the molecular molecules in the water. Water carries electricity. Electricity is 49. 4 plus 9 is 13. 1 plus 3 is 4. It's magnetic, electromagnetic. Magnet is 22, a 4, electromagnetic. So when we use our voice, the frequency of not just the word, but knowing the number that you are now commanding the water to crystallize, there's the crystals again, to change the atomic and molecular structure of the water from your soothing, caressing voice of love and compassion that will touch that living substance known as water. It's living. Like all things vibrating, it's living, and we can't live without it. So part of that magic is redesigning all of the poisons in these waters that we drink, be it out of the tap or out of a bottle, because we know, as many times we said, how much plastic leaks into that water that we consume. Knowing about plastic and what it does to the human body. Again, with the silicone and other chemicals that are placed in plastic, that again, we're consuming this. How many things are in plastic today that used to be in bottles when we were growing up, be it Coke, Pepsi, milk, orange, everything was in bottles. And they took the cloth diaper off the baby and put him in a plastic Pampers and Huggies. That's just two of the name brand that most people use anyway. They took away the water, the glass bottles that we had to boil every time a baby finished using that bottle to sterilize it. We boiled the bottles. Now everything was put into plastic bottles for the babies, starting at an infant. But let me digress, because I'm going somewhere else and we're talking about magic here in class tonight. And again, I want everybody to remember the power of being in alignment with the movements of the celestial bodies. So if we're not paying attention, here's one for us that this weekend, this Saturday, we have the second full moon of the year. And this moon is referred to or called the snow moon. And you can read up on it on the spiritual if, ands, and buts, and whys, on even the naming of it being snow. And last month's moon was the wolf moon. December's moon was the cold moon. But again, you will always have a small description on why these tribal individuals refer to the moons with those particular names. And as I always say, we could use that, but make it your own, however you see it. For me, it's, family, it's the numbers that will show and guide me to whatever word that is given. But it has to actually equal. But have you ever thought about snow? And snow is white. But when you spell snow, the number of snow comes out to 13, which is dark. Dark is also 13. Not that snow is 13, but it comes up to the same number as God, 13. See? So that 13 being snow, about what we've been talking about all night, even dealing with the digital age, 3113, the children of God, new school of God. See? To see, again, they use different words. We don't know that the number behind the words that are being used has the power. That pulls you in. Think about it that way. Knowing the numbers behind all these words that we've been given, we've been saying, repeating, using, that now we can see that the number behind the words that are being spoke, that are being heard, has the power. That frequency, that sound that we're talking about, the number hidden behind the words. So when we hear God, God is God, but the power of that word is the number that represents God. Why do you think they say God will set you free, but they use another word? The truth will set you free. God is 13 and truth is 31. That's why in God we trust is on all currency in America. They know the numbers that are being used, even on talisman, on different rubles and baubles and good luck charms, tokens. We just see it and get used to the image or the face that we're told, but it's a lot of untold information that goes within the making of all these things that are used that we give so much credence, so much power to, that in other places it's trash. It means nothing. But just like the words of English that we hold on to, that same value of money holds supreme. So, again, to break the spells, rules, aka spells, are meant to be broken. So that means we have to start breaking these rules that have been given to us that we, again, give so much power to and power over us. Nobody has that power but us, that we give it away. So let me convert back really quick to what I was talking about with this weekend being a spiritual moon. Remember, they just give us the word stroke, 13, spiritual, secret, truth. This is why when people say ain't nothing absolute, well, God is absolute. Why? Because absolute is 31. God is 13. We're still going by the definition of the word. That's what makes God better. Better is 31. Because God gives truth. Truth is 31. That's why God, 13 or 4, is your protection, 40. all of these sayings I never came up with. But when we see the number behind, we see the power of the number of the words being used. Again, the exact reason that this so-called country, after being robbed from its original people, came up with the 13 colonies. 13. Why? That became the 13 states that had the original 13 stars and stripes on their flag. United States of America, abbreviation USA, is 13. I can go on, family. But these numbers, again, don't change. Just the words and the events that they give us. But once we even know those small words like the event and know what number that is, what they're talking, but this is why we need right now what we're doing, because we can't expect those of us who have shown us and the world over and over and over and over and over and over and over again that they will not do right by correcting their misdeeds with us. Every other group they've done right by. Even China, when they dropped the atomic bomb. But when it comes to us, we're always sidestepped, and everybody else, women's rights, gay rights, other ethnic group, aka minorities, other than the black, melanated American. So, and we sit back and watch this over and over and over and over again. And it's hard to have a decent conversation with certain people who are fixated and stuck in a paradigm where they truly believe voting will change something. Like, our people died just to get the rights to vote in a country that's still divided. That was divided back then, that gave us worse results. But we are doing these same things to ourselves. That's another story. But they just won't do right when it comes to doing what's necessary. So us looking for that is so out of sorts now. If we had beautiful speakers like Malcolm X and Martin King, who said exactly what needed to be said on both sides of the spectrum, and we've taken steps backwards since then, because, again, the black leadership has not risen amongst the black people. We keep getting black leaders that are injected in us by the system, which isn't a true black leader. And all of us, in truth, are leaders. Leader is 22. We back to that 4. But we should lead by example. Walk the walk you talk. Practice what you preach. And again, my third time saying it, and I keep getting off. I'll finish this time dealing with your magic and the school moon, spiritual snow moon. For a lot of us that do these rituals, get your crystals and find a place in your house, or if you live in a house and you can put it outside in nature, make you a little shrine in the back and put your crystals where they will get charged by the full moonlight. This is why we're getting back into the full moon, because full moon comes to four. It's spiritual. Always has been. So you can do that with your crystals. You can also do that with your water. When you put your water in a pitcher or a glass container, instead of putting it in the fridge, let it get room temperature, but put it in not only the moonlight, but the sunlight, along with talking to that water. Remember, you can also put a label on the water and write your incantations on what you want that water to do, how you want it to be positively charged, the love, the harmony, the wisdom, whatever you want this water to crystallize and to write that down. So every glass or every time you feel that container, that glass container, these are the words that are resonating within that water. And it reminds you to talk to that water, to that part of nature that's helping your conscious in memory. So with that in mind, whatever you're going through, be it positive or negative, however it's pushing on you, if it's something negative that you are trying to rid yourself from, you're harboring resentment, anything that's tugging at your emotions in a negative fashion that you can't seem to control, write it down. Key. A writer is a scriber. Writer is 31, scriber is 31. Both that four is spiritual. So you're writing your intentions down on paper. What do you want to happen to these negative thoughts or this negative emotion that you're holding on to or whatever it is? On the flip side, if there's something that you have been visualizing on, you've been thinking about, you've been meditating on, praying for, write that down for it to come to you. You're either bringing things towards you or you're repelling things. You're a magnet. That water in you that has that magnetic force, electromagnetic force at that. So once you write your intentions down, choose a time during that day or that evening, especially when the full moon is out in your particular area, and you go out to send up your smoke signals, which means you get that paper that you wrote all this on, you burn it, and you release it into the air, into the wind, into the breeze, to push those things away or to draw those things to you. And this is part of your magic, things that, again, you have to practice. You have to, along with practicing what is more important is to believe in what you're doing, even to the point of imagining and visualizing what it is that you're trying to do, that you're going to do. Nothing beats a failure but a try, but that's, again, why you try first. You try again until you get it done. But the try is no more than practice. That's what makes you try, because you're practicing what it is you're trying to do. No coincidence, family, that try is 14, which is 5. Practice is 32, which is 5. Come on. It's going to click, family, because that's part of the magic that comes straight from Mother Earth. Mother Earth is 50. The key is the mother. The mother is the blueprint of the family. Mother is 26, which is 8. Family is 17, which is 8. And straight from the family that came from the mother is our future. That's the youth we talk about. Future is 35, the 8. Remember, too, we're in the 8 this year. 2024 is an 8. So mother is an 8. Family is an 8. Future is an 8. This is why we have to have a discussion with our family members, our future, about their magic. But we can only teach them what we know. If we don't know any magic, because what? We forgot that, number one. Number two, once we get bits and parts, we don't apply it. We don't practice. It's good to read now that we know how, but what are you reading if you're not applying what you're learning from the pages you read? You got a lot of people that research, but you never see how they put it together to come up with a solution to solve the problem. Talking is great, but if we just keep talking and nothing gets done, that's insanity. Doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting a different result. That's a lot of talking that people do, and they've been doing for a very long time now. Talking. And a lot of them don't walk the walk, they talk. Talk a good game. But no evidence, no track record showing that they practice what they preach. But, forgive me, family, let me digress, because I'm getting on another tangent that is not necessary, because, again, to keep focus, and that's what's hard, because we have so much distraction, television, computer, social media, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, so forth and so on. Now we're into augmented reality, metaverse. I mean, all these things that are being thrown at us at one time, and preferably they're being thrown at our children. Because whatever we're into dealing with technology as being adults, we're primarily set at what we're doing. It's our children that they're after because they are all over the place. And it's easy when we see that even a lot of our peers being adults are all over the place when it comes to technology or the computer or social media, which lets you know the magic that they were able to compile within this apparatus called a computer. By the way, computer is 32, family, bam, back to that 5. And the computer is a representation of an artificial brain. Computer is 32, 5, brain is 14, the 5. This is why your brain is real and the computer is artificial. Artificial is 40, which is the 4. Real is 13, which is the 4. They just keep changing the words, but they keep telling you in so many words, the truth is right in front of us. Sitting behind the words, the number reveals, and all we have to do is connect the dots, fill in the gaps. It's right there. So that's in everything in English. English is 32, part of that 5 that we do, because English is an occult language. A code is 32, the 5. So that's what we're learning, to use this English occult language to now benefit us. Because, again, remember, 200 years we weren't allowed to read. How much farther we would be along if we were reading 200 years, which means we would have had this information 200 years ago that I'm revealing now? Or did we have it and we forgot? So, again, a lot of this is predicated on our preconception of the program by way of the education that we've been institutionalized to gravitate to. And to put so much emphasis on each and every English word that we've been given by somebody's definition of the word and what it means, never giving us its true etymology, meaning of where it derived from. I mean, you can find it, that we all know that now, but again, all of these words, made-up words of English, are meant to confine us, to bind us, to trap us. And again, being where we are in the age of Aquarius, the awakening is what is being attempted to stop by way of resetting our mindset to that which they, being the system, are manipulating and controlling. But the awakening can't be reset as hard as they try. Again, we know there's more people who are already program, disposition, they're already calibrated to be programmed. They're already in a program. So to even waste your time or waste what we value as time trying to inform them, you know, is time wasted, because it's not hard to identify those of us who are like-minded. It's not hard. It's a rarity, if nothing else, because you have to search far and wide, and you really don't have to search. Just be open and receptive. And again, that magnetic, that electromagnetic force that we have will bring us together. In some of the strangest places, you meet some of the deepest people because, again, not truly understanding that wherever we are, we're supposed to be there. We just haven't locked into who do I supposed to meet? What do I supposed to see? Who is supposed to see me? Who am I supposed to give something to? Am I the giver or the receiver? Why am I here? I'm not just here at Mickey D's to get a sandwich. At Popeye's Church, I'm not going to go through all these names, giving these people pubs, because, again, those are not conducive to our health. I'll put it that way. Have it your way. You deserve a break today. So break away from that. Have it your way, which means fix it, prepare it, cook it, grow it yourself. Have it your way. Do it your way. Because any other way that we do it is we not put our lives in the hands of whomever, eating, whatever. The true diet for all of us is, do I eat this or do I eat that? Mentally, physically, and spiritually, what are you eating? What are you accepting? So, again, family, we have the magic. These are just small things that I have given that each and every one of us can use tonight, because going into that full moon Saturday, the energy is being amplified each day we get closer to the full moon. It has days before you get to the full moon and days after. Sometimes it's weeks, months prior to a particular celestial event that is occurring. And it could be days, weeks, months after. Even certain celestial events deal with years, because we're still dealing with the dark matter that has been bombarding the earth. It came from a supernova, 1987A, that exploded. And those particles, dark matter particles, have been bombarding the earth since 2013. Remember, it was 2012 during that time when everything was supposed to come to an end. And 2012, which is that five, family. Why do these numbers keep coming? Anyway, I'm going to go on another tangent. But, Sister Antoinette, do we have anybody that's got their hand up and want to chime in? Especially if anybody brought their children to the university table, or your new school youth are listening in and might want to say something and give you the question to pose to the family, myself and the family. So, yes, if we have anybody. Are you still with us, Sister Antoinette?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Okay, y'all, if you have a question or a comment, question number one, and I'll be happy to bring you in. because we want people to participate in this class.
That was the key to bring the youth in, because I know if they are hearing it, they have questions already. Because,
yeah,
again, all of this is new to them. And it's just, as they say, it's nothing new under the sun, but, you know, the old becomes the new. That's all this is all this stuff we've not heard before. Now putting the numbers to it, you will see it a totally different way. You won't see it the way it's been given, it's been taught, it's been programmed in us. You will stop seeing that same scenario over and over and over again the same way. You won't even see black the way they gave it to you, because that's why most black people, melanated people, don't like being called black or associate themselves with black, because the first thing they think about black is they go to a color. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God. Black doesn't even equal the word color by number. Black is the first. Black is the universe. That was here first. When we talk about black history, we should start with the universe, with the Big Bang, baby. Man,
yeah,
is insignificant. On our time here on Turtle Island, on this planet, man is a speck in time. Is nothing compared to the beginning, the first. First is two, black is two, universe is two, blackness is two. The universe was black. It was first, not man. Regardless of what color you want to put on her, man wasn't. That's what I took. And the creation story, man wasn't the first thing created. So, again, we get it kind of twisted because it's somebody else's mindset that's put on us when we even mention the term black history, starting with who's standing of what's black and what's the history behind it. And we want to put everything like man started it. Come on, family. We know that's woo, okay. But
well, you, Brother Eddie, we're gonna let,
yes,
Smokey. We're gonna let Smokey Robinson tell them.
All right, yeah. Let Smokey tell them about being black here in America. Yes.
I am black, woman, beautiful, magic, intelligent, resilient, love, innovative, powerful, influential, unapologetic, and woke. Peace.
I'm sorry, wrong one. I'm sorry, y'all. Brother Eddie, talk for a moment. I'm sorry. I pulled up the wrong one.
All righty. Okay, I thought I put myself on mute. I'm glad I didn't. But, yes, family, again, we can start to change this paradigm with the words that we use and be able to arrange these words. See, change, 23 is that 5. The change is here. We were talking about the change is going to come. Now we can see the change by seeing how to decode. Code is 14, the 5. All this is a code. It's part of a big game, as we say. Well, game is 14 to 5, and we say family game, recognize game. The 5 recognize the 5. That's why we can see who leads who, who's zooming who. The blind leading the blind. Well, blind is 14, which is that 5. It's part of the game. Who's leading you? See. So,
yes,
man, once we start, go ahead, Sister Antoinette.
Okay.
I love being black. I love being called black. I love being an American. I love being a black American. But as a black man in this country, I think it's a shame that every few years we get a change of name. Since those first ships arrived here from Africa that came across the sea, there were already black men in this country who were free. And as for those who came over on those terrible boats, they were called nigger and slave and told what to do and how to behave. And then Master started tripping, doing his midnight tipping down to the slave shacks where he forced he and great-great-grandma to be together. And the great-great-grandpa protested, he got tired and feathered. And at the same time, the black men in the country who were free were mating with the tribes like the Apache and the Cherokee. And as a result of all that, we're a parade of every shade. And in this late day and age, you can be sure there ain't too many of us in this country whose bloodline is pure. But according to a geological geographical genealogy study published in Time magazine, the black African people were the first on the scene. So for what it's worth, the black African people were the first on Earth, and through migration, our characteristics started to change and rearrange to adapt to whatever climate we migrated to. And that's how I became me, and you became you. So if we're going to go back, let's go all the way back. And if Adam was black and Eve was black, then that kind of makes it a natural fact that everybody in America is an African American. Everybody in Europe is an African European. Everybody in the Orient is an African Asian, and so on and so on. That is, if the origin of man is what we're going to go on. And if one drop of black blood makes you black like they say, then everybody's black anyway. So quit trying to change my identity. I'm already who I was meant to be. I'm a black American born and raised. And Brother James Brown wrote a wonderful phrase. Say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. Say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. Because I'm proud to be black. And I ain't never lived in Africa. And because my great-great-granddaddy on my daddy's side did, don't mean I want to go back. Now, I have nothing against Africa. It's where some of the most beautiful places and people in the world are found. But I've been blessed to go a lot of places in this world. And if you ask me where I choose to live, I pick America, hands down. Now, by and by, we were called Negroes. And after a while, that name was banished. Anyway, Negro is just how you say black in Spanish. Then we were called colored. But shit, everybody's one color or another, and I think it's a shame that we hold that against each other. And it seems like we reverted back to a time when being called black was an insult, even if it was another black man who said that a fight would result, because we've been so brainwashed that black was wrong till even the yellow niggas and the black niggas couldn't get along. But then came the 1960s. When we struggled and died to be called equal in black, and we walked with pride with our heads held high and our shoulders pushed back, and black was beautiful. But I guess that wasn't good enough, because now I had to come with some other stuff. Who comes up with this shit anyway? Was it one or a group of niggas just sitting around one day? Feeling a little insecure again about being called black and decided that African-American sounded a little more exotic. Well, I think you were being a little more neurotic. It's that same mentality that got Amos and Andy put off the air because they were embarrassed about the way the characters spoke. And as a result of that action, a lot of wonderful black actors ended up broke when we were just laughing and having fun about ourselves. So I say, fuck you if you can't take a joke. You didn't see the Beverly Hillbillies being protested by white folks. And if you think, of course you think, that being called African-American sets all black people's minds at ease, since we affectionately call each other nigger, I affectionately say to you, nigger, please. I didn't get a chance to vote on who I'd like to be. Who gave you the right to make that decision for me? I ain't under your rule or in your dominion, and I'm entitled to my own opinion. Now, there are some African Americans here, but they recently moved here from places like Kenya, Ethiopia, Zambia, Zimbabwe, and Zaire. But not a brother whose family's lived in this country for generations, occupying space in all the locations, New York, Miami, L.A., Detroit, Chicago, even if he's wearing a dashiki and sporting an afro. And if you go to Africa in search of your race, you'll find out quick you're not an African American. You're just a black American in Africa taking up space. Why you keep trying to attach yourself to a continent where even if you got the chance to go and you went, most people there wouldn't even claim you as one of them, as a purebred daughter or son of them. Your heritage is right here now, no matter what you call yourself or what you say. And a lot of people died to make it that way. And if you think America's the leader on inequality and suffering and grieving, how come there's so many people coming and so few leaving? Rather than all this fine thought with America shit you promoting, if you want to change something, use your privilege. Get to the polls. Come and support me. God knows we've earned the right to be called American Americans and be free at last. And rather than you moving forward with progress, you're dwelling in the past. We struggled too long. We've come too far. And so the folks that know who we were, let's be proud of who we are. We're the only people whose name is always a trend. When is this shit going to end? Look at all the different colors of our skin. Black is not our color. It's our core. It's what we've been living and fighting and dying for. But if you choose to be called African-American and that's your preference, then I give you that reference. But I know on this issue I don't stand alone on my own. And if I do, then let me be me. And I'd appreciate it if when you see me, you say, there goes a man who says it loud. I'm black. I'm black. I'm a black American, and I'm proud because I love being an American. And I love being black. I love being called black. Yeah, I said it, and I don't take it back.
All right. That was by Smokey Robinson. I love being black. Brother Eddie, you with me?
Yes, I am. I love that. I love that the way he put it together. And again, it was, you know, spoken word. So it was saying a lot that needs to be said in that format that he gave it, because again, you know, we only gravitate to black being negative because of some white person's definition of the word. And when we talk about it amongst ourselves, this is how we articulate it by somebody else's definition of what they've given it. And we can't get over that. It's like we stuck on that, you know. And like I said, my proof is in the numbers behind the word. That's why prove is 20. Number is 20. Universe is 20. Conversation is 20. This is medicine that's being given. Medicine is 20. But we know our true medicine comes in oxygen. Oxygen is 20. We also call it air, 11. It's all the two. That's why it's in the air. It's in the sky. Sky is 11. The sky is no more than the universe that we see in the atmosphere that we're in. It's all connected to the universe. Some call the universe the Milky Way. It's still the two. They just gave it another name, calling it cosmos, two, cosmic, two. All these are the same number, different names, and they have 100 different definitions, but by the number, it's the same number. And this is how we create the magic, by connecting those numbers and words and seeing what it is that you're supposed to see. Because granted, what I see is different from everybody else who's able to do this with these words and numbers. Because everybody has a different group of numbers in their name and their birth. Some of us are similar, like you, Sister Antoinette, with your first name and mine, Brother Kwame, Brother Thomas. You know, just saying names that the family can recognize, but all of us have five in our first name. So you got a lot of people who are connected, never knowing it, by the numbers in their name, by the numbers in their birth. So it's understanding mind over matter. When we just take mind over matter, that's all we see. You can't see that the mind represents your thoughts. The matter is mental.
Yes.
The matter is mental. What? Go ahead, Sister Antoinette. Were you trying to say something?
Yes, we have a caller with their hands up, and then I have a clip I was going to say after that.
Okay, let the caller in.
336. I believe that's Sister Paris.
Mother AZ. Yeah, Mother AZ.
Can you hear me, family?
Yes
we can, Mother AZ. Yes.
Excellent. Greetings, family, on this planet Earth, or this prison planet, and greetings to those ones that are on the other planets that are tuned in. Brother Harris, you're a trip. You bad. And I'm looking at my dad right now because my dad set me up to connect with you again. I know we've been in other lives together, but let me get to the point. Sister Antoinette, that
yes.
military song, the good man song. How
what
did
song
you,
is it?
The one that you started it out with.
Okay, that wasn't a military song. It's Uncle Jam, J-A-M.
Oh, okay. Can you send that to me?
I don't have it anymore. It's something that's been loaded in maybe last year or the year before.
Dang. I really need that because that song was a dynamite confirmation to the reasoning that I had with my caregiver that they sent to me today. And it is just, it's very potent that you played that. And I just want to say, Brother Harris, I really appreciate what you are giving out tonight because it says a lot about the dreams that I've been having. It confirms a lot. Even my caregiver, I had to just take a chill pill because of some of the information that she was sharing with me. And that's another show, another time. But I and that Smokey Robinson sister, if you can ship it to my phone, I'd appreciate it because it goes hand in hand also with the information that I have been getting from Dr. Blair, the numbers, and Bobby Hemmett. Unbelievable. And also Reverend Allen and Carlton Pearson. Family, thank us because I'm in a situation and I just got to be quiet until the universe works it out. But I appreciate what you have given information-wise because it is like Creator is saying, hello, Mama Bonfire, Paris, do you hear me now? Hello, do you hear me now? So send me Smokey and I thank us. It was something else that I wanted to share, but I forgot. I'll think about it. I'm going to put my hand down, and I thank you, thank us, and I love you, love us.
Thank you, Mother Paris, Mother AZ. We thank you. We love you, too. Thank us, love us. That is definitely correct. And, yes, family part of that four that we've been talking about, the four and the five, because we always talking about it. Religiously, family, that's God and Christ, four and five. So, again, that four, we just can't look at God the way somebody else gave it to us. This is why with the numbers you can connect God to everything that he's revealing to us. But for you, Sister Parrish, yes, those dreams that you're having, dreams come to 22, which is four. That's part of the revealing that God is giving you through your dreams to see certain things and to now just take the time and, again, as you said, quiet time to reflect on those dreams so that you can get the messages that those dreams are sending you. See, because that's what a lot of us are going through now. Where we're having dreams and the dreams are getting more and more vivid. But again, in that is understanding that it's not just the information that can and should be used. It's what should also be used is your imagination. See, because at times when we're going through certain things, we bring it upon ourselves because whatever we're getting ready to go through, we start imagining the negative things. We start thinking about all the little things that we didn't do that we should have and should have, would have, could have. And we bring those negative forces upon us because now we're thinking of it in a negative way. We create half of the things that happen to us because of the thoughts that we carry. So, again, we have to change that thought. And that's why it's hard because things that we go through life travails every day, plus the negative things that are around us, depending on where we are, being at work, being at an institution, being in a hospital, being in school, being wherever. It's just negative, negative, negative bombardment. So to stay focused on a positive thought, but just for me, just by using the numbers behind the word focus, is 23, that 5. Thought is 41, that 5. So a lot for me helps me because I can keep focused on the numbers behind the words that I'm trying to find if I don't know the word or the number behind the word right away, like certain words, it's just natural. That's why natural is 23, so I'm going to remember that 5 because I'm a part of it. I got 5 on it, so, yeah. Once we find out that how important this is, that's why what's important to me might not be important to you. It doesn't matter. What matters, what's important, is the number behind the word important. 41, the 5. I'm sorry, 32, but it's still the 5. Interest, whatever interests you, interests me, or it doesn't interest me, interest is 41. But these words that we use, not knowing the number behind certain words, it gives them that power that we gravitate to, and we don't recognize it by the number, but we recognize the word. We recognize the word power. Well, you have the power. Power is 19, which is 1. You, 10, is 1. You have the power. You've always had the power. But we've given our power to others when we talk about we're going to vote for somebody else. Vote is 19, which is 1. That's power. You give your power away when you vote for somebody else. Because I didn't vote for self. Self is 19, which is 1. No is 1. 10. Know thyself. Vote for thyself. Ain't nobody that you cast a vote for is going to represent you better than you represent yourself. So why are we fooled and complacent into voting for somebody when we know that our votes don't count because they have what's called electoral college individuals who vote for us? But yet we're going through all this melee, mayhem about voting for someone who isn't going to represent me better than I can represent myself. Politics, you know, we can't change it because we won't change. If nobody voted, or half of America didn't vote, they couldn't put a president in. They have to change their laws, bylaws, the Constitution, the amendments, all that. If we return to that spiritual realm called a republic again, and not the public, because public ain't private. The private is in the republic. Sounds good. Why? because Republic is 31 and private is 31. They the same number. I'm saying the same number, and that's where we gravitate into, the number behind these words that are being used. This is the spell, family, that they use over and over throughout history. These same numbers keep popping up. These are the words now by knowing the number. See, I can do this all day long, but if I got more people that start to see this and we can use this, and again, we're breaking the rules, which are the codes and the spells that we've been put in or under, learning how to spell words. Again, knowing that these schools were schools of magic, we weren't taught that and weren't shown that, but understanding the correlation even between the movie Harry Potter and these children going to a magic school and they all had to have wands. Well, wand comes to 10, which is 1. A wand is a hollow branch of a tree. Well, pencils are hollow other than their number 2 graphite lead that's in them, but they are hollow pieces of wood. Pencil is 19, which is 1. Wand is 10, which is 1. Your pencil was always a wand. We were learning the spells by the incantations of the pronunciation of words, and we didn't get it because it wasn't taught that way. So we were basically learning a craft and not perfecting it because we didn't truly understand the babble we were being given of the English language we were taught to speak. But, oh, family, it's changing. A change is here. So, again, these are the things that we can use because, again, I'm just giving one piece, one part of a whole. And ask yourself.
Excuse me, Brother Eddie.
Yes.
Folks, we have 15 minutes left in this live broadcast. If you would like to continue with us, you have to call in now. You have 15 minutes to call in. And Brother Eddie, you want to give them the number?
Yes, the number is 515-605-9343. That's 515-605-9343.
And
my contact information is eharris12764@gmail.com. That's eharris12764 @gmail.com.
Okay. And folks, don't forget, on Sunday at 10:30 a.m., is Dry Bones to Helios Delios. And at 3 o'clock p.m., no matter where you are in the world, at 3 p.m. Eastern time, we're drumming with Brother Ray. And we're drumming to Miss Kim Weston's Lift Every Voice. So we want to keep y'all mindful of that. And also, y'all, okay, it's time to pay the bills. So please donate something so that we can help to keep this show and Dry Bones show up. You know, we want to help to pay for it because we're, you know, we're benefiting from it. So, you know, we do have to help pay the bills. Okay, and with that, Brother Eddie, we've been talking about education, where you have education and everything that we're not getting from the schools and things. And I'm going to play a reason why we're not getting it.
Okay.
Okay? All
right.
My name is Charlotte Thompson-Esser-Bates, and I served as senior policy advisor in the United States Department of Education under the Reagan administration, during which I had access to all of the most important documents for the restructuring of not only American education, but global education. And I'm also the author of The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, which gets into all of this, gives the background of what I saw not only in the Department of Education, but as a local school board member. I was trained to identify the resistors. The resistors to the sex ed, drug ed, alcohol ed, suicide ed, death ed, those good, smart Americans who realize that anything that has education hanging off the end of it is probably not what they're looking for. I was trained to identify those good people and to go up against them and actually to go and try to get them to join us through the group process system, make them feel important, get them on a committee. And when that just blew my mind. I have to say, people often ask me, what is it that got you involved in education? Well, finding out what I saw at the local level certainly upset me. When I went and I saw that Americans were being trained to identify resistors, you know, then I got pretty upset. And luckily, there was a big book that came with the in-service training called Innovations in Education, A Change Agent's Guide. And I was able to take that back home with me. Unbelievable examples of how to con the Christians and different people who are upset with what you're trying to do, how to bring them over to your side, case studies, true case studies of educators who had put programs in that normally, you know, in a normal American town, nobody would want them. How did they manage to get them in? How did they con the people? And the other thing was, not only was I trained to identify the resistors, I was trained to go to the important people, high-profile, highly thought-of people in the community with the Rotary, and Chamber of Commerce, Garden Club, you name it, the different groups in our towns, go to them and convince them of the importance of these new programs like sex ed, drug ed, I just mentioned all of them, and get them on your side, because when you can get the leadership in a community to go along with it, then the newspaper comes in and says, you know, a committee's been set up with the head of the Rotary and this and that, and they're all getting behind this task force to discuss whether we're going to have a new sex education program. And then when Mary Jones, you know, who ordinarily would think, why would we want to have a sex education program when we don't have any problems with kids having sex or anything, so she might be you know, concerned. She might be one of the resistors. She reads that her best friend, who's the head of the garden club, is on this committee, and she thinks, oh, well, hey, Mary Appleton is on the committee. She's heading it up. Must be okay. So I was taught really how to con the community. They always call everybody by the first name. You have to get very, you know, affectionate with people and say, William, you know, I'm so glad you've come to this meeting, and I understand your concerns about this program, because you know, I've had other people, usually it's the really bright people in the community who have these concerns, and would you like to join our group? The original program was funded by what would subsequently become my office. It was funded by the Office of Research in the U.S. Office of Education, because it was funded early on, about the late 60s, still funded, by the way. And the money went to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor to a professor by the name of Ronald Havelock. And he was the one that put together the whole training, the whole seminar, the book. And in the back of the book they admitted it, right in the back of the book, they had about 100 major change agents listed from all over the country. Some of them I recognize, some I still don't, but some I do. And so this was a very important project. And it was being, you know, it was being carried out in I'm sure, all over the country, not just where I was. This was in Searsport, Maine, this lovely little town on the coast of Maine, in the school there where the guy came in, the facilitator, not Professor Havelock, but a facilitator, to train us. And these were good people that were there. You know, they were some of the teachers from my school, where I was on the local school board, principals, etc. Normal looking Americans. You know, you really ask yourself, they must themselves have reacted very much the way I did. That's why I've always had a lot of understanding for teachers that have to go through this stuff. I didn't have to continue going through it. They've had to, through the years, constant training, retraining, sensitivity training, break their values. Right, no wrong. You've got to have all religions represented, so, you know, tolerant of everything, and because that's the New World Order. Disorder, excuse me. Professor Benjamin Bloom is probably the most important behavioral psychologist ever to live. I mean, maybe not quite as much as Pavlov and Skinner, but he really implemented the system in education in the United States. And he was the author of The Taxonomy of Educational Objectives. And I know that doesn't mean much to us. It means a lot to teachers. They know. All teachers have to go through that, Bloom's taxonomy. And just to give you an idea of how blatant they are, Benjamin Bloom said the purpose of education, and I often say this to parents, really, listen to this. You think the purpose of education is reading, writing, and arithmetic? The purpose of education is to change the thoughts, actions, and feelings of students. And then he goes on and he says, he defines good teaching, and this is even worse from the parental standpoint, as challenging the students' fixed beliefs. And then, in some of his works that I have, that are in my book, a lot of this stuff is in
there. When he says challenge, does he mean challenge or does he mean change? Change their...
Yeah, through challenging. It's through challenging. You go up against them, and you change them. And you asked a good question, because then he goes on in one part of the taxonomy that is in my book, he says that he can take a student from here to there, from a belief in God or his country or whatever, to being an atheist and not believing in his country in 1 hour.
Did he do that?
Oh, yeah, he does it. And I've seen it with students. I've seen it with young people. And they don't even know, and teachers don't even know. That's why if you talk to teachers about it often, they really have an awfully hard time dealing with it. And if you go up to a superintendent, an educational administrator, superintendent or whatever, and you ask him or her, have you ever been through sensitivity training? They'll usually crack up because they went through it. They're the worst, those programs. I've been through them. I mean, how can anything be worse than some of the ones that the regular classroom has? But they're the worst.
What do they teach them?
To bring about change. They put them through role-playing, psychodrama, all these psychological techniques where they play the part of starving children and the other one plays the part of a very wealthy, industrialist child. And, you know, they bring about the attitude and value change through the emotions. You know how young people are. You know, they're naturally very altruistic and they want to help and they don't like to see poverty around the world. And so what they'll do is, just like I think I mentioned to you earlier, all right, I don't know whether I did, going into the teacher, putting in the new social studies program in our community and walking through, taking little tots through town and identifying big, rich people's houses and small, poor people's houses. That's a perfect example of what I'm talking about. Getting them young and making them feel sorry for the people who live in the trailer across from the captain's house, because they only eat hot dogs, not steak. And then they'll do the same thing with Ethiopia or wherever, some third world country, showing them the children dying. And then they'll show pictures of our affluence. And what do you eat for breakfast? Oh, you have eggs and bacon and cereal and orange juice and grapefruit and everything. Yum, yum, yum. Do you really think it's fair? Common unity. That's what we call it, common unity. It is no role for the individual in the community. And for everything that goes on in the Soviet Union, or communism, is based on the community, the commune.
Okay, Brother Eddie, what do you have to say about that?
And that's a one that you played for us several times before in different classes. And again, mm-hmm. we these are things that we've been talking about for the longest. You know, we use simpler terms as dumbing down and this, that, and the other. But, again, out of the horse's mouth, you know, she's basically bringing the documents on what they are trained to do. And
yeah,
even for those who do it and don't even know that they're doing it because of the training regimen that they go through, that they learn these things out of textbooks and, again, out of people who have basically come up with this nonsense called education. Because, as she said, you're not being educated. It's a program dealing with your emotions, because most young people haven't learned how to deal, to control their emotions. And they go on reactions, and this is what they're playing on, the reactions from an emotionally disturbed or an emotionally challenged individual. You know, it's easy to manipulate somebody who's disturbed, mentally ill at a particular time, you know. And like they said, or she said, he could do it in an hour. All you do is listen to a person and see where they are, and then just start embedding what you want to program them to be and to act. And just giving these things and showing them that what their belief system is taking it away from them slowly but surely, dismantling what they have been taught to believe in. Because of what you have an arsenal in your conversation to basically beat up or knock off or disband anything they might have to say. Because, again, they've just listened. They haven't put deep thought, contemplating thoughts in the things that they believe in or the things that they have been traditionally told about this, that, and the other. You know, they didn't get deep into it to find their own spiritual way or path. They just listened to what these stories entailed and formulated their own opinion dealing with what most people have been told about these stories. But, again, that's neither here nor there. Like I said, the last thing, because if we don't have any callers, we're going to call it at 10 and let everybody go.
We have one.
Huh? Okay, well, let me say this real quick before
okay,
that 10 o'clock hour, is that it is truly up to us to fix us, family, and let's think here on let us fix us. Who is going to fix us? Simply the youth and the elders.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it's coming from. It's coming from the youth, and they're getting information from the elders. Things that, again, like we just said, that they weren't and never will be taught in schools. So we are the school. This is why it's called old school and new school. It's the old school that's going to teach the new school on what's what that ain't been put and never will be put in books. This is why it's up to us, the youth and the elders, to come together so that we, old school and new school, can teach and give the information that we've sorely been missing. So bring the call in, Sister Antoinette.
Okay. 706, your line is open. I believe this is Brother Kwame.
Yeah, 706.
Good evening,
that's
Sister
Kwame.
Antoinette. Good evening, Brother
Eddie.
How you doing there, my brother? How are you doing this evening?
I'm grateful as always. Everything else can be going all with you other ways, but I'm going to stay grateful.
Okay.
Well, that's a good thing.
But,
that's,
you know, it's an excellent point, and you're saying old school and the young people. And this is why I'm so grateful for Sister Antoinette being recovered and back on here, because she's the motherboard, because the school is now technology. because even now in the classroom, and that was an excellent clip that you played, but that was with the books. That was mm-hmm. in the room. Now we have this whole new way of teaching called technology. And the thing is that I've said this before, and it's a word play, and Brother Eddie, you can help me. TakeKnowledge.
No, I was actually away from the phone when I heard you mention my name, and then you started spelling something, and I had to come and take myself off of mute. And
well,
get what
I'll
said.
Do it again. It's
hold on.
It's
wait a minute, cause I ain't got. Wait a minute. I was trying to find a pen because my pen. I hate that. Came up missing. Okay, but I got another one. But go ahead. Say that again.
TakeKnowledge.
What was those last three letters again?
Last three letters is KNOWLEDGE. DGE.
LDGE.
LEDGE.
Okay.
Knowledge. See what
yeah.
it says? Take knowledge.
Okay.
Tech knowledge.
Tech, yeah.
See how they it's in there? It's to take
mm-hmm.
the knowledge. Just like she said, that they are able to take the knowledge of what's in the child and put what they want into it to create that. And this is what, because we have these smartphones. But if you give a child a smartphone, what are you telling it?
They're not too smart. Thank you. They're not too
there
smart.
You go.
If the phone is smart.
And
yeah.
what do we carry? We carry smartphones. And that's
mm-hmm.
telling we're subliminally we're being this is how they're able to manipulate it.
Mm-hmm.
And see, this is the part that we're looking at. And being able to see as elders, we, just like you said, that hollow pencil with that lead and a piece of rubber on the end, yeah, you may have us write something down, but we can erase that and take it out. But when you hit enter, it don't erase.
Mm-hmm.
Because once you hit enter, it's permanently in the system of the algorithm. So this is how they almost are trying to perfect the taking away of knowing. Knowing what's in the person. You're born with the computer full of knowledge. You got DNA, you have Akashic record, you have cells that has energy that grew this body. You have the mind that grew a machine and a computer all in one package. We have that. They call it
oh,
id.
Yeah.
But see, this is how they psychologically did it. They said this is the id. When the child comes out, the first part of its behavior is nothing but the id. But the id is the individual divinity. Each of us is born divine because we come from the Creator. And then we get an ego. And then oh, you got these ego. You know, your ego is that. No, change the word around. G-E-O. This is what you own. You own G-O. G-O means earth. You're part of the earth. You're part of this earth. You're connected to everything on this earth. That's why you have an earth day. The woman has a birthing day that she births you onto the earth. you come out of the womb of water and all of the elements within her body, and you come out and you take the breath on this earth. And then you, he says, is that, oh, y'all got super egos. You're arrogant. You're narcissistic. You're this. You know, they give these behavioral patterns to say that this is the way the person is. His brain is, he's just a super narcissistic, or he's bipolar, or he's schizophrenic. But the part of it is that word super is really a word that if you turned it around and spelled it, it's the purest. The purest of the earth. We are the purest of the Creator's creation because we're individual divinity on this earth when the purest of that, those two together. It's how we have to reevaluate what's been. And you know, it's really divine that we're doing this on this night of his assassination, because in 63, when Malcolm said that we have to prepare our children for the technology of the 21st century, we have to. He knew they were getting ready to do something else. When we were doing technology, if we had started, because I remember, and I still have a whole program I put together in the 90s when computers were just starting. We had Afronet. We had all these black software writers and all of these black programmers that were coming into it, but they started getting bought out by these big corporations, Jobs, Microsoft. They start buying all of these people out and taking the programs that they had made for our children and disassociated them and put theirs in there. And then they just said, okay, we got this civil rights movement and we moved into this technology. We had to get rid of Jim Crow. So let's put the racism in the Jim Code. We can write the codes to create the racist things that we used to do, but we'd say the computer's doing it. Facial recognition, discrimination. Well, by their names, by the algorithms, you ain't, you know, O'Reilly or McFarlane or one of these, and you got this Shanae and these crazy names. Oh, That's eliminated. Push that name. Put that name at the back of the file. You see how they've taken Silicon Valley and this technology, and they've just created a new Jim Code, a new racial tool.
That's it in a nutshell.
But the number stay. But your is the key. The number stays the same. That's why I ask you. Write it down, T-A-K-E, take knowledge, tech knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's even how we are predisposed with the words that we use, and we attach to the number of words without realizing it. Say, for instance, if I ask you this question, and family, think about this. Do you know that, or do you think that you are part of the whole, or do you know that you are part of the whole?
If that's a question to us?
To y'all, to you, the family. Do you think you are part of the whole, or do you know that you are part of the whole?
Well, I know I'm the whole because I'm the whole person that Creator allowed me to be in his divine wisdom and allowed me to take breath. I had to get to that part to understand.
Right. So what I was saying with that was, even in knowing now that the power or the frequency of the power is the number behind the words that we're already predisposed to, regardless if we know it or not. So as you developed, it's no more a thought. You don't think, you know that you are part of the whole, but you didn't know that the word know, K-N-O-W, know, comes to 10, which is 1. And the word whole comes to 19, which is 1. See, this is now you know, but you knew it before you even knew the number behind it, that you were already attached to what you know to a whole. You didn't think it. Think is a different number. So that's why I posed that question, because at the end of the day, that which you know is technology. Technology is 137, which is no more than vibration. Vibration is 37. They are offsetting even by the words of what comes to us naturally. See, that's why you are one. Self is one. Frequency is one. But technology is used to offset the frequency that we are pushing, that we are on, that we are vibrating. See, they know this already. They've been studying us before we got to the point where we are now getting to the cosmic,
right,
of knowing
right.
who we are spiritually. Go ahead.
Right, but we say it in indigenous, and they took this and they've run with it. And that
mm-hmm.
we say what we do and what we say is for the next 7 generations, right? So we at 5G, now they got even 10G, right?
Mm-hmm.
And some programmers got 10G. So that G is for a generation. It's the first generation computer, second generation, third generation, fourth generation. 5G is halfway there. But look what happened. It's so powerful what we're getting ready to do. We got to lock them down for 2 years until we get it this frequency adjusted right, and then we can put 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 in.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we get to 7, then we got to start preparing for the next 7.
Yeah.
We have another call. I'm going to bring them in as well, gentlemen.
Okay.
Area code 810.
Buenas noches. Good night, everyone. How y'all feel?
What's up, Brother Eric?
Comprende, amigo. Como estás?
No complaint. No complaint. Everything
no
is cool. Everything is crystal clear. Man, I just wanted to bring it. I see the class is dubbed the youth table. And now I'm just over here enamored in the youthful mythology that's being played out. You know, we y'all say it's the 21st, and I remember that football game with New England, and they played the Rams, and they had the GOAT versus the Ram, and they took out Malcolm Butler off the game. Y'all remember that? Mysteriously, the Patriots decided to take the best cornerback in football out of the game, and he didn't even know why. You know, but, you know, it was a mirror effect that, you know, they took Malcolm off the game, you know, in the earlier years. And so I'm reminded also of there's a Butler County in Kansas. And this is I start to realize that, you know, all of these. So anyway, the 21st. So we in the Pisces now. OK, so we in the Pisces. And so I like to talk about fish and youthfulness. You know, and the Pisces, because Pisces represents the foot, and then it's a game called football, you know. And so over in Arkansas, Kwame always talk about, well, I talk about the three parts of Kansas. You have Kansas City, Kansas, Kansas City, Missouri. I want to say big up to Brother D out there in the 618 in Missouri. And they have, and then the other Kansas is hidden, but it's called Arkansas or Ark. Kansas. We call it Arkansas, but it's Arkansas. Okay, so we know they have the crystals over there, what Kwame always talk about. But the thing that we need to start, well, I won't say need to, but I would have a reminder of the usefulness of water. Water is the use that I'm bringing to the table, the water. So that's hot water over there. And then just come on down to the other part of Kansas that's called Wakanda. And they have this spring And now I'm putting it together that in history, people came over here to find the fountain of youth. And maybe this is the fountain that they was looking for. It's in Wakanda, Kansas, right? Okay, so so then in the stadium of I've been right there to St. Louis, Missouri. They have the arch and they have the waterway, and this waterway goes right around the stadium. Man, the stadium is phenomenal. You're going around the water, and you're looking at the stadium, and it's like this effect. It's like, wow, man, look at this. Look at the design of this city. You know, this is the main part: this arch, this waterway, and that stadium. So. It's in the waters, and the most beautiful part about this youthful waters is that they had a sanitarium connected to this fountain in Wakanda, right, where they have mental patients, and they start giving the mental patients, well, they knew about the spring because they got it from the Native Americans. The natives, you know, it's a great spring. Y'all can look it up. You know, it's called the Great Spirit, and they was giving the water to the insane people. You know, we know who those people were. They was giving it to them, and they was healing. They was healing from the water. So I just want to bring that to our remembrance that there's places still right now today waiting on us to link up with that youthful stream. It's called water. You know what I'm saying? It's forever young. And, yeah, I promise, man, this stuff is so beautifully – I'm not looking at the football game. I'm looking at all the spiritual connections surrounding it. You know, even you could tie in San Francisco. You know, it has a lot of beautiful meaning if you want to see it that way. It has some other stuff mixed in with it. But what I'm saying is that it's all about the waters. You know what I'm saying? The waters, y'all. Let's immerse ourselves in the thought of water. And like Dr. Jewel Pookrum said so beautifully, man, talk to your big toe, to your fingernail, to your eyebrow. You know what I'm saying? If you got hair coming out your ear, talk to it. You know, ask it to explain what that is, what it's for. You know, I say it's an antenna to catch etheric sounds that come from the stardust that we can't quite comprehend. I say it land on our hair, then it takes it into the eardrum, which is a eardrum. Ooh, it takes it into the eardrum. And don't forget mathematically, I don't know what it is in geometry, but Brother Eddie Ear, E-A-R, but in the base is 618, a golden ratio. And so, Avery, I'm going to yield to that. I just want to bring y'all the youthful waters to this table, man, to the youth table. And Mama AZ is the only youth that's been called in tonight. And she lived where they crystallized the waters in Arizona. That's where they took all the quartz crystal out of Arkansas, brought it to Arizona, crystallized it, and took it into Las Vegas. It's, oh, man, so, yeah, you know, and where there's hardly any water. There's hardly no water in Las Vegas. Look at that, the law of opposites. So, yeah, it's so beautiful, man. I just want to put that bit in. I'm going to continue to listen. Thank y'all so much for having this bill. Thank you. Thank you, Eddie, for calling it, and Antoinette for calling it the youth table. Because y'all know I love to be at the table.
Brother Eddie.
Yes, 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 Brother Eric. Thank you. Were you about to say something, Sister Antoinette?
No. I was going to play something, okay. But go ahead.
So, yeah, Brother Eric. Okay. Go ahead, Brother Kwame.
No, and I'm glad, Eric, you know, because I didn't know what the theme for the class tonight was. And you're saying the youth table. And we always talk about Kitchen Table University, and is that we're saying that you, the table, and everybody that's at the table, YOU,
always,
yeah,
always and forever.
Like right, I mentioned earlier too, that the youth, that when we talk about fix us. It's the youth and the elders that will fix us. It's that component. Old school, as I said, and new school. Ear, by the way, Brother Eric, is 11, which is that 2, which is part of the universe, which is part of the air you breathe, the oxygen, the cosmos, the cosmic, the Milky Way. So all of that is part of that too, because it's in the sky. Sky is too. Everything we're seeing comes to 29, which is too. That's part of the ear. We don't just hear with it. We're also seeing with it. But when we only again, look at different words one way, by its definition, and we're trapped by the word and the definition of that and all the words that we adhere to. Here, again, there's no limitations. The only limitations that is created is created is created by oneself. Back to the self. We stop it because of a program system called an education that has institutionalized the minds. But again, as you were saying, Brother Eric, I stated earlier in class that water was the key. This is why you change containers and put your water in a glass container. Water is 22, glass is 22. This is why we use the glass. Because glass is the only other particle that's actually crystal, crystal glass. So you put it in the glass and you talk to the water. You talk to the water like you talk to yourself. Your body is composed of 70% water. So we talk to ourselves. We change the crystal fabric within the dust molecules and atoms that are within every part of our body. Yes, you talk to your, from your toenail to the ends of the strands of your hair. Talk to all of it, because it will, as our subconscious, hear and listen to everything. It takes everything in. But again, the first two is called believe. Most people don't believe what we're talking about, let alone listening to their damn self talk the garbage they talk and actually practice what they preach. This is what we see a lot of. But yeah, talking, that was part of the magic dealing with part two. We speak or manifest the things we say. And now by utilizing the numbers behind the word, we put the exclamation point. Because the numbers don't lie. When we learn to read the messages that the numbers are giving, we see the message that has always been intended for us. It's been knocking at our door for the longest. That's why door is 13, which is spiritual. It ain't that physical thing that we're not putting the house in for every room you go in. No, you have an internal door that opens and closes. But anyway, Brother Kwame, you were trying to say something. Previously, to me,
but Brother Eric was spoke about the water, and you know the water that comes up in hot springs, the water that was used over there in Kansas, the thing of water, and this part, water goes, it's the only element of the four that can go into three. It can be liquid, it can be vapor, it can be solid. But each one of them holds memory and consciousness. That's why that ice that's sitting up there in the Arctic and that ice that's sitting down there in the Antarctic has frozen memory and consciousness. As it evaporates and as it begins to melt and it begins to release that memory and consciousness of a million years ago, it begins to cover the planet with that memory, giving us back that memory and that energy of memory and consciousness, along with the sun, the moon, and the stars, and the cosmic consciousness that's activating the memory that's melting. See, it's all put together in divine order because it knew that we were going to come back around this Milky Way and we would have to know the way to go in order to bring ourselves back to ourselves. And so it's with the water, because this is why 70% of the planet is water, 70% of our body is water. Our brains are 80% water. This is why we navigate our relationships, friendships, courtships. Everything is navigated through the waters of your mind. And so these are the tools, and even when you say the words and water, that's why you speak into your water. You pray they make the sign of the holy water. You're baptized in the water. You're christened with the water because the water memory and the part, even with the water holding the words that we speak, it will hold the number of frequency that we evoke with. That's why you put crystals in your water. This is why you do certain rituals with water. This is why we pour libation with water. It's just that last part. Even when it's evaporated, the moisture in the air is water. The oxygen, H2O, hydrogen and oxygen, create the water. So it's overstanding that every breath we take, we're breathing in the liquid. This is why it's so hard. That was so hard when they turned on the 5G, is because it was evaporating the energy of the water. That's why it was so hard for us to breathe. Is because the lack of the right amount of oxygen in the air was being distorted by the frequencies that vibrating with the water in the air. That's why people had respiratory problems. Is because you changed the elements in the air. I yield.
I just want to feed off what you said. It was so poetic. I was just over here, man, chuckling at it, man. It was funny. And that's what I'm talking about when you're talking about water is, man, it's useful. It makes you laugh. This stuff is, man, the divine is so humorous, you know? And, hey, I'm going to go back to Wakanda Springs, Wakanda, right? And that brother said, he said, your brain, when you drink the water, water's, you know, in your brain. And I thought of vibranium. That's the first thing that came to my mind was vibranium when he said that, man. I mean, it's just phenomenal, you know. And I don't know, man. It's just, I just know that's our answer right there, y'all. I mean, these people came from everywhere to get this water. And then you know what happened? You know what they did? They wanted to build a dam. So they said that the water was crazy that the water was making people well. That water didn't have those spiritual powers like that, and they deemed it not usable, and they covered it with mud and built a dam on it. Oh man, this stuff is crazy, man. People are tricky, man. They need that water, right? We all need water. I'm not finna go there. I need water real bad because of this technology and these. They turning up the heat, you know, the microwave, man. They microwave in this place, man. So I know there's plants out there that have the antidote for that. Plants, and, you know, we still have our waters out there, those natural springs that come up out the ground that people don't pay attention to. They still out there. I was up on the East Coast in New York, and they had, you know, pipes coming off the mountains with fresh water we was getting. So they still out there, y'all. A lot of temperate places that have waters. And y'all just go to these places, man. Wash yourself, get grabbing some to take in. You know, be near these natural springs and things, you know, and go to the water that's in your district. And don't forget the cicadas going to show up pretty soon, y'all. It's going to be cicadas, billions of cicadas. They're going to be making noise to fight the frequency, what's going on in the planet that, you know, the nefarious is putting out here. These bad frequencies are going to be challenged by nature. The cicadas are going to be ringing out. So, yeah, we got to make our noise, too. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. I have something. I want y'all to think about this, okay?
When Ariel Sharon said, "I don't care what the American people think, I own the Congress," it should create significant concern for all Americans, especially because he is probably correct. Can you say bank robbery?
Can they fuck with your pop?
No, no, no.
Can they corrupt you like a cop?
They
tell her with the truth?
No, no, no.
Are you ever gonna stop?
Would
you ever take a bribe?
No, no, no.
Could you never make it live?
I
know you seen the news.
No, no, no.
I know you played all of your
parasites they feed. They cold-blooded killers and they thrive on greed. They stole your mother nature and deprived your needs. Demonize your marijuana and prescribe your speed. That's why I chill with Bob Shapiro today. Everybody wanna be Robert De Niro today. They charging you triple while a zero they pay. Nothing can save you, they took all of your heroes away. I spit the thunder very clearly, still I wonder can they hear me. I'ma put a dick in them, I'm tripping them like Timmy Leary. You got a wild imagination, magic bullet theory. All the spectacle caliber, no doubt about it, I'm sincerely. Give it away like a shylight song. Wake the fuck up, you're living in the twilight zone. It's all just a movie, I defy anybody to prove me wrong. I know you probably think it's groovy, but it's Hitler's dream come to pass. What the hell are you gonna do to us, huh? We got cops with machine guns and black ski masks, and you got your little Maserati cars, slaves. They wanna put a chip in you, imprison you in Xanadu, unleash your epidemic and offer your Tamiflu. I told you they got viruses that target your race, right under your nose and all in your face. They got you worshiping the 17 Jesus, while they're praising the devil in the bohemian breezes. You watch their movie, they control you with the TV. Child Psych 101 is rather easy. Clowns and jokers, they be talking about the same shit. Same exact theater master and the same script. Alternative lifestyles are funded, they ain't hip. I don't play these silly games, cause they game sick. Predators now have special rights. Pedophiles are selected to protect your type. Neocons got their new Pearl Harbor. Hellbent on bringing you their new world order with them. Hitler's dream come to pass. Chicken hawk neocons love to beat them drums. They gave you a problem like nothing before, and the solution that they're offering is much, much more of that. Orchestrated war, they're never gonna bring an ender. They utilize the poor to further their world agenda. Remember, that jet fuel stuff is pure bullshit. You should've known that when Silverstein said, pull up. That's your liberty dollars to Dunkin' Donuts. Now listen, 9-11 was carried out with military precision. My rogue elements is lurking in our government. You trusting them, they loving it. You gluttons for their punishment. Atrocities they commit and that draconian. That shouldn't surprise you, they money systems Babylonian. Illuminati bloodlines are quick to lend you their dough. It seems to follow them wherever they go. All their powers emanating from London and the Vatican. They own all of the banks and they come in for your cash to end. Their scare tactics are sick, they've implanted their fear. Now they plan on implanting their chips and that's war. Hitler's dream come to pass.
Tell you tonight.
In the next year, you'll be able to use your teen's cell phone to locate them 24/7. Younger children will get a small global positioning device hidden in their wristwatch or backpack. And just around the next high-tech corner, an electronic chip like this that can be implanted under your kid's skin.
Can't that only be a good thing for the community if it keeps children safe?
Why, we've been doing it with doggies for years.
Okay, that was Payday Monsanto. Hitler's dreams come true. So what do y'all think about that?
Eddie must be on mute. Can you hear me, Sister Antoinette?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, and it's very much on point, and it's the way the next generation, the message is in the music, and what mm-hmm. they're doing is giving us this, which is Nazism, is the next generation. They just continue, but they just had to perfect it because the eugenics is still going on. The genocide is still going on. The race issue is still going on. All of that was part of Germany's plan. It was, it's all still going on, but they've just now put it into a technology, putting a chip in a child, making these Third Reich children, because this is what they're sending from Ukraine, that the Nazi schools and training camps were there educating those children that's coming with the women into America as what do they call it? They're not immigrants, they're refugees. Coming in as refugees, they're trained. They're already brain trained to think supremacy.
Mm-hmm.
They're the next generation of the Y people.
Yeah. Yeah. And
yes, adding to it, I was on mute, and again, I just keep with what I wrote, because what I wrote, I didn't say that last part when I was talking a few seconds ago about it's up to us to fix us. Fix us is 5 and 3. Well, 5 and 3 is the youth. And the elders are 5 and 3. That's who's going to fix us. And what that song just represented were the lyrics and the words. Lyrics 23, which is 5. Words 21, which is 3. That's what's going to fix us. The lyrics from the words of music. Music is 21, like words are 21. The words are found in the music, but the lyrics have to reveal what we are basically sharing right now. So for me, it just keeps adding up, and somebody throws something slightly different, but the numbers still are indicators of where we're going with this whole realm of how do we fix us. You know, that's why hip-hop came out, because hip-hop is the Big Bang. Hip-hop is part of the I Am. It was the consciousness and the soul of a people through the conversations of words and lyrics through their music before it was hijacked, Shanghai. So go ahead, Brother Kwame. You were trying to say something?
Yeah, and that part when you're saying hip-hop, because when hip-hop first started, and the way that generation was 50 years ago was beginning to say, it was highly intelligent people finding a way to help other people or to help our people. Highly intelligent people, because it takes a mind to put those words together and keep a beat and make a rhyme. That's a highly intelligent person. But what they were doing with the craft and the art of doing that was being able to do what? Help our people. Give them the music with the message in order so they can break dance and they can do all the things and that they were doing and creating their own genre of dance. But it was putting a message in the minds of the generations. And that's what that message did, because what he was speaking to is what Hitler, what history told him, and he just seen what it's still doing. They just put it into a new form of technology.
That's it. Back to that take your knowledge. Yeah, technology, yeah. That's it. That's the offset, the frequency and the sound through our voice patterns that we are basically given. And in our voice carries a pattern of numbers, you know, and we are becoming more and more aware of that. Of that frequency and that power, because it's starting to resonate and it's getting stronger and stronger. we just don't continue, you know.
Nope.
And go ahead.
No, you said something earlier about vibration. Look at something. You have to adjust your vocal cords. Every singer, this is why they have voice teachers, to teach you how to vibrate your breath and your vocal cord to create that tone of frequency, to make that airflow coming out of you have that vibration to touch those eardrums or to touch that heart, because some of those songs come out and you know that we've heard songs that make you want to cry, and you feel it. You feel it, but it's the vibration. It's that vocal cord. It's that sixth chakra.
And that's it. That's why that sixth chakra represents that touch. It represents the passion that you have that vibrates within your word. There's a certain vibration that word carries, and it touches those who hear it. When it's supposed to do that, see? Our words, that true word is supposed to touch. We're supposed to touch each other with a word. We don't have to physically touch one another. The word resonates what it needs to resonate to touch the individual that's hearing it. Word up. It's a cold word. No matter where you say it, you know that it will be heard. Word up.
Oh,
I'm calling to be with you. I'm going to play this, and then 336, I think that's Sister Paris. I'll be right with you.
Why are we called Negroes? Why are we deaf, dumb, and black? Why is everybody making progress, yet we seem to be lagging so far behind? Why are we mistreated? Why are we in this condition, stripped of our names, our language, our culture, our God, and our religion? Here in America, all of our religious training has been gotten by the preacher. He has told us of a heaven way up in the sky that we can't enjoy now, but rather after we die. But all of the years that we're living, for us there's nothing but hell, pain, torture, and misgiving. Yet the Bible speaks of a heaven filled with material luxury, which the white man and the preacher has right here, so we see. So, my friend, take it for what it's worth. Your heaven and your hell is right here on this earth. So let's check back into history, which rewards all research and tells us plainly. Before the white man gained entry to the East, he was living in the caves of Europe, a ravenous beast, eating juniper roots and eating flesh raw, till God sent Moses to civilize him and teach him the law. Then following Marco Polo, an explorer, he gained entry into Asia and Africa. From China he took silk and gunpowder. From India he took jute, manganese, and rubber. He raped Africa of her diamonds and her gold. From the Mideast he took barrels of oil and coal, raping, robbing, and murdering everything in his path. The whole black world has tasted of the white man's wrath. So, my friend, it's not hard to tell. A white man's heaven is a black man's hell. before we came to America, we were living in the East. By the Nile River, we were living in luxury, enjoying freedom, justice, and equality. We wore silken robes and slippers of gold. We were the wealthiest and the wisest people, I'm told. Now we are the poorest of the poor. Nobody wants us at their door. So my friend, it's easy to tell. White man heaven, black man hell. When the white man came to America, he told the Indian, I am your white brother. He said, red man, I'll treat you the best. Fear and silly pushed the Indian further west with his white woman and fire water. With tricks and lies, he stole America, the original owner of this nation. He's cooped up on a reservation. So my friend, it's easy to tell. White man heaven, black man hell. He needed someone to work the land. His back was too weak. He needed you, black man. So he commissioned Sir John Hawkins to commit the world's most grievous sin, to take a man who's born to be free and bring him down to slavery, sell a man as merchandise, on his body put a price. Oh, my friend, it's easy to tell. White man heaven is black man hell.
And Brother Eddie, do you have anything to say about that? That was Farrakhan. White man's heaven. Go ahead. Before Sister Paris comes in.
Right, but that's what he did before he joined the Nation of Islam. He was a calypso singer. That's why Malcolm found him working in that place that he was. He was a calypso singer. So that was right up his, that was part of what he used to do. And it's really funny that this Sunday is Savior's Day, and they're going to be in Detroit, where it was found, the Nation of Islam was found. This is where Farouk Muhammad came and found Poole, who became the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and that's what began the Nation of Islam. Because he's born on February 26th.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, Sister Parrish. Let her in.
Hey, I wanted to ask you a question. What is a calypso singer?
A calypso singer, like Cara Belafonte, those people from the Caribbean, they are calypso singers. They have a kind of... it's like a jazz music, but it's, Erica be better if he's still on the line. Calypso is like a jazz singer, but it's a Caribbean, it has a Caribbean flavor to it.
Oh, okay, like the islands, okay.
Right, from
it's
the
a
islands,
mixture.
Yeah.
It's a mixture of Caribbean, French, and Spanish, style, how they call it,
right.
like poetry ballad, you know, they kicking some, like he, you know, like that song right there was revolutionary, but it was at the same time, you can still dance to it and, you know, vibe to it, you know. So, yeah, yeah.
Right.
So, yeah. And they still, yeah. On the island, they're still big in Calypso. Calypso is still big on the island, especially Trinidad.
Right. And that's what mm-hmm. he was doing before he joined the nation. He was a Calypso
right.
singer.
Yeah, which is a revolutionary. They make a lot of revolutionary songs in the Calypso genre. And a lot of them are just straight music, no words. It's like a lot of horns and drums. So, yeah, that was fire because
right.
I like them drums. Them drums was kicking it, talking about some eardrums. Yeah, you going to let Mama AZ in? I would love to hear Mama AZ.
Yes, the telephone line is open. Sister Paris, if you have yourself on mute.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. You're loud and clear.
Greetings, Brother Eric. Did you go to the gym show?
Hey, Mama AZ, if I would have went to the gym show, we'd have been under the stars chilling. I didn't make it.
Oh, well, sometimes things happen. But just reach out to me so I make sure that it's you. But what I want to say, Sister Antoinette, this is a very, very powerful show. What's the energy number of today? I can't think of it. What's the numbers? What's the numbers, family?
13.
Which is a 4.
What is
1
it?
Plus 3 is 4.
Yeah.
So it's a 4?
Right.
Yes.
Oh, that's the – oh, gee whiz. Brother Kwame, did you not say that Earth, 70% water, human,
yeah.
70? Okay, so
yep.
we got 7 and 7. That's a 5. My God, this is, Brother Harris, we need to have a show. Sister Antoinette, we need to have a show. It's a lot of numbers. I can't say what I want to say because this is being recorded. But, yeah, we got to have a metaphysical show in March. Now, Farrakhan, Brother Kwame, you said Farrakhan was 226?
No, that was Farid Muhammad, the founder that came here on July 4th, 1930. To say they brought Islam to America to free the black man, Farad Muhammad. That was the
okay.
person that came that introduced it to I'm trying to think what was his first name, but that was who became the Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Okay, I know who you're talking about, but that was deep. With Farrakhan and the Calypso, that was deep. But did you not
You should hear him sing playing the violin.
I know. I heard. I mean, I didn't hear it, but I heard he was off the chain, and we got to get some of that. But I heard somebody. I heard you say, Brother Kwame, February 26th. Who came to the planet on February 26th, or was I hearing things?
That's who came on the planet. Farad Muhammad's birthday was February 26th.
Oh, okay. What year?
Well, he came to America. I don't know exactly what he was born in. He came here in 1930. He was born either late 1800s or early 1900s.
Well, just let me see. 26, that's 8. 9, 10,
Excuse me.
Yes, ma'am.
This show is getting ready to end in 4 minutes. Let me close it out and then... And then if y'all want to continue, then we can continue a little while after. But Let me close this one out properly. We'd like to thank everyone for coming. And Brother Eddie, you have any closing remarks?
Nothing other than everybody keep your head to the sky. And until next class, until the next episode, we will continue this lesson that we're all getting, which is a spiritual lesson, to say the least.
Thank God.
Okay. Just a moment. We're going to close it out, and then we can come back.
Okay. Used to spend my nights out in a ballroom.
Yes, Paris.
Liquor was the only love I know. Yeah. But you rescued me from reaching for the bottom and brought me back from being too far gone.
Yeah.
Señor Jesús, Tennessee whiskey.
Hit the buzzer.
You're as smooth
time. Used to spend my nights out in a ballroom.
Yeah.
Leave the world young and loved by no home. But you rescued me from reaching for the bottom. Brought me back from being too far gone.
Okay, I didn't think that was going to end. Okay, y'all with me? No?
I'm still here.
Loving the vibes.
I'm here.
Okay, great. Okay, that was Tennessee Whiskey. My shovel guitar. I love the song.
That lady kept saying that was there in the background. She was louder than the music, boy. She was getting hers in.
As my dad would say, "What you say, my boy?" Oh my God, you went to the Wayback Machine, Sister Antoinette.
I love that song.
Oh, yep. I say, whoop, no, she didn't. She went to the Wayback Machine that on that little cartoon, Esau or something, a long time ago. And they call it
Mr.
the Wayback
Peabody
Machine.
And Sherman. Mr. Peabody and Sherman went to the Wayback Machine. Yeah.
Okay. Help me out here. Yep.
That was from the voices, you know, the singing voices where they had the contest, the singing contest. And that was from that. Pardon me?
I said, was it at the Apollo?
No, not the Apollo, the new thing they got now with Simon and
like American Idol?
Yeah, like that. But it's not American Idol with voices or something.
Oh, way back in the day?
No, this was...
No, it's the newest one. Voices.
Oh. No, but I mean the tune that she played.
Yeah, it's from that show. They were different contestants, but the first one that sang, his name is Paris, and he's just really good.
Wait, what is his name?
Paris.
Like my name?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, shoot. Dang, I missed that, but I didn't miss that. What show is this? Is it on now?
I don't know. You can look for it on YouTube. Don't know.
I'm going to do that. Just put in American Idol Paris?
No, put in Tennessee Whiskey.
And oh, Tennessee Whiskey. Okay. Wow. Paris. Okay. And family, I think it was Brother Kwame said, oh God. It went away. Brother Kwame, I gotta have a reasoning with you, sir. But shoot. Okay. It'll come back to me, family. I apologize. Because I really wanted to know the answer to this or the thought, what you thought. Well.
Why you thinking about it, Mama AZ? Why you thinking about it? I'm gonna interject on the periodic table, y'all. 8 is oxygen. So we in a good time. You know, we're talking about water and oxygen. And so, you know, we're right on time with what nature is unfolding. You know, we're right on point for what we need. We need that oxygen. So let's keep that at the forefront.
Yeah,
let's believe the true definition.
That's deep, family. Brother Kwame, are you still there, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Brother Kwame, we have to have a powwow down to bone fireside reasoning. Thank you, Brother Eric. I don't know how to say this, family, but just say it. I'm being communicated with, and it's getting stronger. I mean, it's getting real strong. Is it a reason for that, Brother Kwame, Brother Eric, Brother Harris?
Well, in 2 days, it's the full moon. And you know what they say, when the moon get full, people get crazy.
Well, I just heard before Brother Eric said anything about the 8. That is one of Reverend Allen's, A.A. Allen. That is one of his numbers.
He rolls a lot with 8 and 6 or 68. I had to go down 68 to get to the 220 to get to my store. 220, that's a 4.
Oh, I just thought about that.
Yes, sir, Brother Kwame. Yes,
no, I'm
sir.
Saying the 8.
Oh, the 8, yes.
The full moon. The full moon is Saturday, and 2 and 24 is 8, and then 24 and 2 is 8, so it's 8, 8, 16,
absolutely.
1. Is...
And a 7. Absolutely. Go, Brother Kwame, because that was the next thing that I was going to. Wow.
And it's the seventh day, because you count from Sunday as 1, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then 7th is the 7th day. Saturday is the 7th day. So I got a perfect day because I got, that'll be my solar return on the day I came on the planet, and it'll be on the set. So that's a good one.
Bless God.